So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Children, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. We'll do movies here in a moment. Richard will join us. I just was reading, though, Andy, shaking my head.
Yeah.
Two guys arrested following crime spree along I-25 in Adams County. A brief high-speed chase on I-25 that involved an attempted kidnapping as well as pursuit on foot landed two men in Adams County Jail. And you have to read the whole story here, but basically, these guys should get the Darwin Award for the week.
Why?
They're just knuckleheads. Total knuckleheads. They did carjack a car, but I guess a deputy broke the glass, apprehended the guy. The civilian helped. I mean, these guys didn't stand a chance. One guy fled, leaves the gun behind, hides in a bathroom of a Conoco gas station. I mean, what a couple of bozos.
Basically, these guys were saying, catch me, jail me.
Yeah, if you look at them, though, you'd know why you carry.
Really?
Yeah.
Scary-looking guys?
Yeah. Yeah. When you have a tattoo on your cheeks... One guy has 44 tattooed on his cheeks. 44 on his cheeks.
Do you have any ink?
No.
I don't.
Zilch.
Okay.
Nada.
I was just wondering.
I don't think I could handle the pain.
I just don't. I have no interest.
No.
I look at me every day and I'm like, why mess with that?
Thank you. It's perfection.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Richard's going to join us in a few minutes here. We'll take a quick break. We're going to talk about, though, leadership. You know, movies with leadership, movies with great leaders, things along those lines, maybe even a few poor leaders. But we'll take a little bit more time today on each movie than we normally do and not just run through them.
Yeah, and I think this is really important right now because, of course, Colorado GOP is going to be choosing its leadership tomorrow. And it is going to go one of two ways, and that's going to be very interesting. With these movies, the thing that gets me that really jumped out, John, is that some people are born leaders. Mm-hmm. Some really learn it over time. And I've always noticed that there's really something to have it innately, intuitively, to where you just naturally are a leader. But people can also learn to
sure.
a great degree to lead others.
Very much so.
I mean,
so.
That's why you have management training.
Very
that's
much
why you
so.
Do what you do.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. There are, I believe, and by the way, I agree with you. I think some people have some natural leadership skills. I also think that a lot of folks, even if they have that need to learn additional leadership skills. And then I think there's some folks out there that maybe don't have much of leadership skills but could still learn some of them.
Yes, absolutely. You know, you've got the meek and mild people who don't feel like they are up and... By the way, leadership isn't just for extroverts.
No, no.
Sometimes extroverts are terrible leaders.
By the way, everybody's a leader. In even inside of their own little world, they're a leader.
Everything you're doing is influencing others.
Exactly right.
Always. You're always influencing others. I think leadership is basically getting people to go or do what they wouldn't, where they wouldn't have gone and what they wouldn't have done if you weren't there, or at least to do more of it. You bring out the best in them. You get them to charge that hill, mm-hmm. whatever it is,
yeah.
that they wouldn't charge.
That's a good way of saying it. Okay, we'll come back. We'll talk about that, folks. If you've got any movie suggestions along those lines, send them to us, 307-200-8222. Otherwise, we're going to be right back. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger. We want to help you with all of your insurance needs. I say it all the time. Get a free quote today. Find out exactly what's going on in your world insurance-wise and where he can help you either save money or be better insured at the same time. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage is next, Kurt Rogers. And yes, he will also give you a free quote on your mortgage, what's going on, a review, I should say. And what could you change to save money and or, you know, what do you want to do with some of that equity you're sitting on? Talk to Kurt today. He'd love to help you out. And by the way, no obligation. Just call him. He'll walk you through it, tell you exactly what you can and can't do. It's 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Payton, and on the line right now, Richard Rush. Richard, I got two quick questions for you. Number one, when are you going to go see the movie Nobody?
I didn't know about any movie Nobody, Andy.
I just did a review for it last hour, gave it 4 stars. You and John should go see it together.
It's good. Yeah, it looks good.
Made by the same guys who made John Wick.
Oh, well then, yeah, definitely I'll have to go and see it because, yeah, it sounds, especially with, you know, things opening back up by, you know, Comrade Polis. You know, we're getting on track there, Andy, right?
We're getting on track. Okay, and the next thing is, you know, we're talking about leadership. Really quick, looking at the NFL. In the last 24 hours, was there better leadership than that of the Miami Dolphins?
You know, they seem to have kind of run away with it, with their trades and how they're doing it. And they've, you know, kind of, well, Andy, you say that, but at the same time, they've really just kind of lucked into it, right? They lucked into the Houston Texans having a terrible organization, terrible draft, and terrible season. Therefore, they have a great draft pick and obviously feeling good enough about Tua that they can run with him. So, yeah, I mean, it just goes to show you in the NFL, Andy, how quarterback hungry these teams are, or how hungry these teams are for leaders, right? I think that's what's more indicative of this stuff. They want a good leader.
Yeah, and you look at here they found San Francisco. I guess everybody can find a sucker. If you can find a – and, John, if you didn't know, San Fran gave him 3 first-round picks for one.
Whew.
To move up to the third pick. I'm sorry. That's too much. Miami's rich. Their future is gold. And I was just blown away. Sorry to talk football on this day, but I really think it shows how much San Fran wants leadership at QB, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you guys ready for leadership movies? Okay, we're going to jump in. I do have a number of clips today. This first one is from, I think, a movie where a guy was not wanted by many people to be a leader and turned out to be a great leader, and that is Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour.
Mm. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender!
Great leader, by the way.
He was the Donald Trump of their time.
Yeah, and nobody liked him.
Very, very polarizing.
Very
and yet
brash.
He said that the things that others thought.
That's right.
And I just saw him as a real leader. What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, no, absolutely. He was actually on my list in one of the better movies. I enjoy it. And again, it's not a super fast-paced movie, but again, a very good depiction of you know, what it was like to lead at that time and what they thought of him. And they thought of him as weak and you know, indecisive and, you know, not the right guy for the job. And obviously he was the one who, you know, helped win World War II for all of us.
Outstanding. Okay, go ahead, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go with one kind of classic, but I think he's indicative in what we all need to be shouting right now. And maybe you have a clip queued up here, Charlie and Andy. But that's going to be Mr. Mel Gibson as William Wallace in Braveheart. You know, just freedom. You know, I think we need to be shouting that from the rooftops at this point in time because people seem to have forgot what that actually means.
That's a fact.
And what we are. But yeah, he just a great depiction by Mr. Gibson.
Well, I was going to cue up that, but I've played it so many times.
His speech
is just so good. But I've played it like 5-6 times in the last few months. And what a leader, just because he rallied people against all odds, but he also led the way by example. I love that about him.
Yeah, exactly. He was, honestly, he didn't really set out to be a leader, right?
No, not at all.
So, yeah, exactly. He's one of my favorites.
Okay. All right, I've got one that I think you guys will probably agree with, other than I'm going to take a little different approach to it, and it's a movie that I love, by the way. It's one of Andy's favorites, or it was at least last year. That'd be Ford v. Ferrari. And I have two characters in there that are, in my opinion, great leaders, other than they come from, not great, let me rephrase that. One, I think, is a great leader. One led only because he had positional leadership and wasn't really a great leader. Carroll Shelby, you got to admit, no matter what, leader, whether you liked his tactics or not, the guy, you know, the guy did things, led things, designed, invented, and really, in a lot of ways, had huge positive impacts upon the whole automotive world, period. So, was he a leader? Absolutely. Now, you may not like his personal life, but he was still a great leader. Now, in that same movie, and it's pretty true the way they depicted it, Ford was not a great leader.
Good point.
He was an awful leader, actually.
Right.
When he went out into the factory floor and basically told all of his guys to walk home and come back with an idea or they wouldn't have a job the next day, that's not leadership and that's not how you do things.
Not really, no.
So the Deuce, in my opinion, was an absolutely awful leader. And the only reason he was there because he was a Ford that basically had walked into the position. He didn't earn it. Make sense?
Aren't the worst leaders the ones who just, they haven't earned it and they've been given the position?
That was him. And that's why I would call him not a good leader.
Okay.
Okay. We'll take a call here now. John and Cheyenne is up. John, you're up, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, John. Hey, everybody.
How are we doing,
hey,
sir?
Hey, John.
I got two. One oldie and two oldies, really. But I got to ask Andy a question first.
Ask away.
When he was talking to Sean from Franktown, what did they teach you guys in the Air Force basic training that you don't have situational awareness?
I was in the Air Force. We don't do war. We bring the coffee.
Yeah, it's Air Force for a reason.
Yeah. God.
No. Don't you understand? It's we drop bombs and run.
You know,
that's our battle cry.
We call them the Air Scouts.
The Air Scouts.
I was actually proud. I got to be honest. Some of the greatest leaders I've ever met were in the Air Force and some of the toughest guys. And a guy named Mike, who was my leader, big guy, and he turned my life around. So, absolutely. I agree.
So, two movies. One is a real person. One is fictional. Which one do you want first?
Real person.
MacArthur. The Gregory Peck version,
which
I think was a great movie.
Yep, good leader.
MacArthur, if you go back and look, he won the Congressional Medal of Honor in the First World War before he got all his medals in the Second World War. So he was a leader back as a one-star general during that war. And so his just career and the way Truman screwed him at the end of his career was just brutal. And then for the fictional leader, the one who had it thrust upon him and didn't want it was Corporal Hicks in Aliens.
You know what? That's a good example.
Yeah.
He's an understated guy. He didn't want it. And yet he handled that operation so well at that time.
Oh,
I agree.
Great.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, John, you are you on tomorrow?
Oh, yes, sir.
I got a couple of questions.
Yes, no, call in. I'll be here
tomorrow.
All right, man. Talk to you then. Thanks. Appreciate it, John. Thank you.
And I also think the queen, the leader of the aliens, she was a heck of a leader, too.
The queen. Okay. All right, you're up.
Okay. We were just talking about bad leaders, so can I play one?
Yes.
Because the leader needs to be willing to listen. They aren't all. I know we've played this a million times. I don't care. I like it. Here we go.
But all I'm saying, they're going to get away. I'm just, which, knock, knock, who's there? Look, let me tell you a little story about a man named Even before you start, that was a preemptive Just know I have a whole bag of with your name on it.
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil was the epitome of everything's wrong, everything that's wrong in a boss.
Yes.
Not just because he wouldn't listen and he was full of himself, but also he made every wrong decision. Every time he was gone, they would build these empires of wealth.
Right. You know, until he shows back up.
He shows up and then wants to take over the world and blow it up because all he cares about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, great example.
So for a bad leadership, I think Dr. Evil probably is. Okay. I've got a couple more, but he may be the best ever.
All right. Richard, you're up.
All right, so again, I'm going to go. I do like the comedy there, Andy, though. That's solid. I'm going to go with a little bit more serious, and that's going to be Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great movie.
He did a fantastic job at Lincoln, a great example of a leader, a great depiction of how Lincoln actually was, you know, as a as a leader, you know, how he was as a president and kind of all of the above. So he's a fantastic depiction. Again, a little bit slower movie. You know, one, you got to make sure you got your caffeine and stuff for, but a great movie nonetheless, right?
Yeah.
Great actor, too.
Yeah. All right, I have one that's probably coming from a little different angle because I don't know in the day we would have thought of him in this way, but then after his death and the movie that came out and just learning more about him and realizing what a true leader he really was would be Mr. Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Mr. Rogers was actually a very good leader. Nobody ever knew it in the public.
It's true. He just had no ego.
That's right.
None. Yeah. Absolutely none.
Probably the most humble leader you will ever meet, ever.
I agree.
So, anyways, Larry is calling in from Larkspur. We'll take him next. Larry, you're up. What's going on, sir?
Hey, good afternoon. Non-coms, non-commissioned officers, Audie Murphy.
What movie?
Audie Murphy.
I don't know it.
Yeah, I don't either. Audie Murphy.
Congressional Medal of Honor winner.
And how do you spell that?
A-U-D-I or A-U-D-I-E.
Okay.
And then Murphy. They made a movie about him.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're correct. American Soldier. Yes. Yeah, looking at it now. Arnie. No, I've never seen the movie, though.
Oh, watch it. It's iffy, but it's not a bad movie.
Okay.
Okay, it
depicts his life pretty good.
And everything I'm reading, no, you're right. Fits very much what we're talking about. Perfect.
All right, man.
Great. No, I appreciate it. And by the way, that's what we're looking for, things I've not seen.
It's kind of fun to hear ones that you haven't seen before.
Yeah, I actually enjoy that because then I'll go watch some of these because there's a lot I haven't seen. So, yes, any of those folks that we don't mention, please let us know. Again, text line 307-200-8222 or call us direct 303-477-5600. Okay, you're up, Andy.
Okay, this next one is from a movie where a guy is thrust into leadership. He thinks he wants it, has no idea what it is. He's thrust in and he makes a mistake. It's U-571, Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. And at one point when everything's gone wrong, everybody looks at him and says, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And he says, I don't know. I don't know. And the chief kind of takes over, who's played by Harvey Keitel, by the way. And then the chief takes him alone into their office and has a quick talk with him. Here we go.
Mr. Tyler, permission to speak freely.
Of course, chief.
This is the Navy, where commanding officers are a mighty and terrible thing. A man to be feared and respected, all-knowing, all-powerful. Don't you dare say what you said to the boys back there again. I don't know. Those three words will kill a crew, dead as a depth charge. You're the skipper now. And the skipper always knows what to do, whether he does or not.
I thought that that was really great because it's true.
It's very true.
When your leaders have no idea what to do next. Now, I mean, there's something to be said for that. At least they're open to hear suggestions. I get that. But when they have no idea what they're doing, everybody's confidence crumbles in a business or anywhere else.
You mean like the United States of America?
Yeah, right now. Everybody right now is looking
dead
at their...
serious.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy's clueless.
After that press conference.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got the cheat book behind the podium, so he even knows who to call on.
It was awful.
That's terrible. Anyways, yeah. No, you're right. It's exactly right.
Did you see what he said when they asked him if they'll be transparent with what's happening at the border? And he said, yes, as soon as we can, what is it, initiate what we're doing right now.
Right.
It's like, if you're doing it right now, then I'm pretty sure you've
probably already done it. It's in process.
Yeah,
sir.
It was just unbelievable. Yeah. He was so lost. Anyway, Richard, you're
go
up.
Go ahead.
No, actually, well, touche, yeah, and yeah. We're going to do it, Andy. We're just not sure when we're going to do it. It may be done soon. It may not be done. You know, everyone always gave Trump a hard time for, you know, waving his hands around and, you know, not fully, well, you, as they would say, you know, not knowing what was going on. And they seem to give Biden a pretty free pass for saying, you know, not sure when that's going to happen, but it'll happen.
Yeah.
The difference in command posture between the two is night and day. Go ahead, Rich.
Absolutely. But, you got to have different color glasses on. But anyway. All right, so I'm going to go with one. It's kind of a trilogy of movies, but I think who's a great leader who doesn't have a ton of lines because he's kind of fictional. But that's Optimus Prime in the Transformers series.
Yeah!
And he has that commanding voice. He's the semi-truck. You know, he's just an overly powerful leader and just does a fantastic job. And one of my personal favorites in that regard. I think he's a solid leader, solid character, and solid, you know, Friday night movie watching.
Optimus Prime is one of the best leaders in all cartoon history. And he was the only thing that was good in those movies at a lot of times. But you're right, great leader. Go ahead, John.
All right, we'll take a call, too, in a minute. Dennis, hang tight. All right, let's see here. What's my next one? I got to say this one. I should have had a clip ready because, you know, tons of his speeches, unfortunately, in real life, didn't sound as good as the movie star's depiction of because he had a real, actually kind of a high, squeaky voice, but he was still a great leader. One of the greatest generals of all time in the United States of America, George Patton. And the movie Patton goes with it.
George C. Scott?
George C. Scott. Who actually plays a better Patton than Patton himself would have.
Yeah, he did.
Just say it.
Which is interesting because George C. Scott was a pacifist.
Right. Yeah. He had played one of the greatest roles of all time when he played that.
Oh, he's awesome.
And now, is that a long movie? Oh, yeah. Pack the popcorn. Have a few. Have your drinks all ready to go. Cause you're gonna be there a while.
Sleeping bags.
Oh yeah. You're packing it in because it's gonna be a while. But anyways, all right. Let's go to Dennis. Who's next? Dennis in Denver. You're next.
Hey John, you stole one of my suggestions, and that was Patton. He's the only reason that we're not speaking German right now.
Yeah, probably so. Yes. Yep.
A couple others. Maybe Andy can help me, but there was a movie about Navy SEALs that had some retired or injured Navy SEALs in it.
Well, there was the movie Navy leaders. SEALs, which, by the way, wasn't bad.
No, that was a cartoon compared to this one. Because these guys were injured in battle and remained in the SEAL community. And I can't think of the name of it.
I can't remember.
Excellent movie.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The other one is Only the Brave, about the Arizona Hotshots.
Oh,
yeah.
Forgot about that one. Yes,
good example.
One.
Very good example.
Yeah, good one.
Good movie,
he goes after his superiors while they're being tested, and he's 100% on the mark.
Yep. Yeah. No, great movie, by the way. And you know, great story, true story, great movie as well. Good one.
Yes.
Yep.
But, yeah, that Navy SEAL movie is worth investigating.
I'll see if I can find it.
I'm sorry that I can't.
That's fine. No, I'll see if I can find it, Dennis. We got time. It breaks and such. I'll see if I can find it. No problem.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it very much. All right, let's do one more round, shall we?
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, really quick here. The Alamo, Davy Crockett, and here's a quote. And this is John Wayne as Davy Crockett. I love this.
Republic. I like the sound of the word. Means people can live free, talk free, go or come, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. Some words give you a feeling. Republic is one of those words that makes me tight in the throat. Same tightness a man gets when his baby takes his first step, or his first baby shaves and makes his first sound like a man. Some words can give you a feeling that make your heart warm. Republic is one of those words.
Has anybody ever carried himself as a more natural leader than John Wayne?
Clint Eastwood, maybe. That's about it.
He seems like a more natural, tough, well, not more natural, tough guy, but John Wayne to me just comes off as a
leader. He's still the king.
He's so commanding.
The Duke.
Yeah. What do you think, Richard?
Well, you just what he just said is what we need to be playing on loudspeakers all over the place, because
yeah.
I see friends and my generation. What's the big deal with guns? What you don't need those guns. You can defend yourself with a pistol. And it's like, you know what? Because we are the freest country on planet Earth. There's actually a series. I think it was like News something rather, Andy, back on HBO a while back, that Jeff Daniels played. And, he basically talks about why America's not the greatest country in the place. Well, you know why we're the greatest? Because we are the most free. Because what just John Wayne just said is what makes America the best place to live in. Because you can go be drunk whenever you want to be drunk. As long as you're not hurting someone else.
The newsroom, it's called.
What you want to do.
Yeah, but Richard, not after 10 p.m. during COVID in Colorado.
Yeah, good point.
Well, exactly. And I think, Andy, everyone has forgotten what freedom is. And so, yeah, absolutely. That's a great depiction of a leader, because we all need to be reminded what it means to be free. Doggone it.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah. Great. All right. What's yours, Richard?
All right. Well, so this is kind of a different one. I'm going to go a little bit different direction. This has been a while since I've seen this one, but a solid movie, another SEAL movie, or it might have been a Ranger, but that's Tears of the Sun with Bruce Willis. If you guys remember, he leads the SEAL team into one of the African countries. I'll apologize. I don't know which one it is. Just, kind of one of those, we've all seen them, right? Those types of movies, the SEAL type of movies where they bring the SEAL team in, they save the people. Just, again, a nice movie you see on, on Friday night. But, again, just a good leader. Bruce Willis is one of those guys. He just kind of commands the room, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I agree.
All right, I have one that is going to take a little different turn, and you guys can tell me what you think. And there's a lot of leaders in this movie, some good, some bad. And again, it's a movie based upon a true story that happened back in 2008, and that would be The Big Short. And again, lots of characters in that, but the one in particular that I look at as one of those sort of behind the scenes leaders that was right that no one would listen to, and that would be Michael Burry, played by Christian Bale. He was the one predicting everything was going to collapse, yet no one would listen to him. And in the end, he was right and made a fortune.
That's a good one. I like it.
No one would listen, though.
You know, one of the biggest things about leadership is the word vision.
He had it.
You see what's coming.
He had it. He knew. He was watching the math and all of that. And granted, he was a little bit of a quirky kind of a guy, and that might have affected his leadership a little bit. But, very few people believed that he was correct, and yet in the end, he was. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Roof Max is coming up next. Dave Hart, he wants to rejuvenate your roof, thereby saving you money. And, we say it all the time on this show. In fact, we're talking about it even right now as conservatives. What do we believe in? What do we stand for? How do we look at things? How do we take care of the things that we own and so on? And I even said this yesterday, let's put our money where our mouth is. I would rather not replace my roof unless absolutely necessary. Instead, I'd rather rejuvenate what I have, thereby over time saving money. And if we start talking about how to really care for the earth, do I want to throw all of my shingles into landfill unless I have to? Of course not. So folks, you can rejuvenate the roof you have now, have it last much, much longer, thereby saving you money. And by the way, a lot of hassle at the same time. So call Dave today, get a free roof inspection, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
You've already decided to take your vehicle to a good shop for auto body work because you know you'll get your vehicle back faster. Now get ready to be wowed. Al Sturm founded a good shop because he wanted to offer his customers convenient service while controlling the quality of his work. Once you go online to get your virtual mobile estimate at klzradio.com/collision, stop by a good shop in North Glen or Commerce City after hours to drop off your vehicle any day, anytime. Because they have so many different OE certifications, giving them access to parts directly from the manufacturers, Al and his team at a good shop have more control over how long your repairs will take. But more importantly, you know you can trust the safety of your vehicle. Customers continue to come back and refer friends and family because of the wow factor of their flawless finished product. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Richard Rush, my son, Andy Pate. We're doing movies about leadership, good and bad.
Yep, okay, and now we're going to do bad leadership. The worst leadership is leadership that's just lost. So we were talking about Joe Biden, for instance, but the worst leadership is just lost. Okay, now I want to look at the governor from Blazing Saddles.
What the hell is this?
This is the bill that will convert the state hospital for the insane into the William J. LePetitmane Memorial Gambling Casino for the insane.
Gentlemen, this bill will be a giant step forward in the treatment of the insane gambler.
Yes, bravo.
Reign of terror must cease. Send your sheriff immediately.
Holy underwear! Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blown to bits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
My word.
Get a harumph out of that guy.
Just the governor, harumph.
Harumph. You watch your ass.
Gentlemen, please rest your sphincters.
Well put.
Thank you very much, sir. As Attorney General, I can assure you that a suitable sheriff will be found to restore the peace in Rock Ridge. Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Here, play around this for a while.
Oh, no, thank you, sweet. Hedy.
No, it's Hedley.
It is? Why don't you give these out to some of the boys?
That's bad. Funny show, though. Yeah, that's a movie, again, you cannot play again today or make again today.
You certainly couldn't make it today, but yeah. He does that so well, though. He's always such an incompetent leader in the movies, and he's perfect at it. There you go. What do you think, Richard?
Absolutely. I'm actually thinking I may need to try to watch that tonight just because
it's hilarious.
We all need a good laugh every so
badges.
Often.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
Hilarious. Very good.
Richard, you're up. Give us a good leader. I just ruined everything.
All right. No, you're good. All right. So I'm going to go with, good leader, bad leader, depending on how your outlook on it. And that's going to be Marlon Brando from The Godfather.
Mm.
Kind of sets the tone for leadership for the family, right? You know, and just the entire series and all the breaks off of it and everything else. Just an example of a good leader, bad leader, however you want to define it. He got people to work for him and they respected him and they... And he got a lot of people to do so, right?
Oh, he was so powerful. So powerful. Go ahead, John.
Okay. I'm going to play off of what Richard just said a moment ago. It wasn't on my list, but I just added it. And This one's interesting because there's sort of leaders on both sides, good and evil. And both are pretty decent leaders, although one, even though he's on the bad side, is a much better leader than the one that's on the good side. Even though he's on the bad side. And that would be American Gangster with Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe. So Denzel's the bad drug lord, basically, turned drug lord. Russell Crowe is the cop. Now, Russell tries to be a great leader as much as he possibly can, but he's got so much stuff going on in his personal life that he has a hard time doing that. Even though he is a leader, he's leading guys, leading men, leading a charge against Denzel Washington, who he actually does finally get in the end. But Denzel basically, you know, in a lot of ways throughout the entire movie, how do I want to say this? Tromps on Russell Crowe over and over and over again until he finally gets caught.
By the way, did you know those two were in another movie together?
No.
It's called Virtuosity.
Is it very good?
Yeah, it's good. It's a very intense action movie.
This one was too, actually.
Okay.
Do you remember it?
No.
You never saw American Gangster? Yeah.
You don't remember American Gangster, Andy?
Good
part,
movie.
Part of. I didn't see
good
it
movie.
All. Yeah.
Yeah, really good
it's
movie.
Fantastic. Yeah, yeah, he does a great job.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, here in the next segment, not right now, but I'm going to, next time around, I'll talk about good villain actors because some of those are the best leaders. But let's do one right now where a guy is thrown into leadership and you see that natural ability. Remember, we were talking about this. Some people are just natural.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets thrown into the spot when he wasn't expecting it, and he is great. And I'm talking about a young James T. Kirk in Star Trek.
What?
Pike made him first officer.
You gotta be kidding me.
Thanks for the support.
I sure hope you know what you're doing, Captain.
So do I. Attention crew of the Enterprise, this is James Kirk.
Mr. Spock has resigned commission and advanced me to acting captain. I know you were all expecting to regroup with the fleet, but I'm ordering a pursuit course of the enemy ship to Earth. I want all departments of battle stations ready in 10 minutes.
Either we're going down, or they are. Kirk out.
Kirk out.
I mean, he is just thrust into the chair and immediately, naturally, takes the reins and belongs there. Instant leader. Just add water. I mean, it's incredible watching that scene and the way he takes to it. What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, especially that's Chris Pine, right?
Yep.
Yes, great job. And again, just kind of takes charge, has that, you know, opposite of Matthew McConaughey in U-571, right? He acts like he knows what he's doing, right? He's been planning it for a while.
That's a great point. It is the opposite of Matthew McConaughey, who comes around and becomes a leader, but he has to be taught into it by wiser guys. This guy is just a natural. He's a stallion. He's everything you need. Go ahead, Richard.
There you go. All right, so I'm going to go with one of my favorites, and Dad, you reminded me of it. It was on my list, but kind of farther down, and it shouldn't have been. And that's going to be Denzel Washington in Remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
Just one of my, probably my favorite movie. He just does a great job, put in an impossible situation. No one wants him there. This city, you know, the city, the school, everyone together fighting for the same goal, showing what sports and football especially can do, you know, when everyone kind of comes together.
Great
and
basically point.
He can't lose. You know, they tell him he can't lose. If he loses, he's out, right? He's fired.
Yeah.
He loses one game. Not, you know, he could have, has gone defeated. He goes undefeated.
Richard, you tell me, does Denzel Washington have a little bit of that John Wayne in him? Just a natural leader, just carries himself. It doesn't matter the role he's in.
Yep.
You see it.
Yep. I agree.
Okay, John.
Absolutely. He is fantastic.
Yeah, oh, I agree. All right, I have one that's a little bit of a different take because, again, in this particular case, you know, he was a leader by position, but then as, you know, the movie went on, granted, this is not a true story, although there were probably many guys like him throughout World War II especially that probably did exactly what this guy did, and that would have been Saving Private Ryan with Tom Hanks, because at the beginning he really wasn't planning on being any kind of a leader. He was just there. He was a teacher. He ends up in World War II from, you know, being drafted, and yet when it's all said and done, in the movie anyways, leads a tremendous mission in finding someone that, you know, he had orders to go find. And also the example of a true leader in that he didn't expect his guys to do anything he wouldn't do himself.
You know, sometimes the situation can reveal in someone the leader they didn't know was there.
Yep. Agree. Yep.
Great example. Okay. Really quick, this is just an 8-second clip, and it's of one of the worst leaders ever, but I love him, and this isn't even talking about leadership, and this is Dark Helmet. Here we go.
So, Lone Star, now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Because good is dumb.
Because good is dumb. I just love him. He is one of the worst leaders ever. Everything he does is wrong. But by the way, we were talking, what you were saying earlier, villains.
Yeah.
Let me give three really quick. The diehard villains, Hans Gruber,
yeah.
Colonel Stewart, and in number four, Thomas Gabriel. All of them led teams, mm-hmm. and they were leading teams that were, first of all, dropping in their numbers, and second of all, getting more and more frustrated because they couldn't take out this guy, this mm-hmm. one guy who was coming against them.
Mm-hmm.
And these leaders had to lead them through it. You saw a lot of leadership ability with them, especially, I'd say, Hans Gruber.
Yep, agree.
Richard.
All right, I mentioned this one the other day, and I got to go back to it just because I think he's a great leader, and that's going to be Tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Wyatt Earp. And Kurt Russell. And I'm going to go Kurt Russell again, Miracle, when he's, you know, Coach Herb yep. Brooks. He's another one that's a great leader. He comes off as a great leader, very, you know, powerful and strong, yet, you know, he listens and understands. It's kind of his way, sort of, or no way, especially in Tombstone. Just, again, a great character, not quite John Wayne, but he still plays a very solid leader.
Yeah. Agreed. All right, I have one where it's, you can't call this guy a good leader because he's not, but yet he is a leader because he gets a bunch of guys to do things that, frankly, are illegal and they shouldn't be doing. And this is not a true story, or kind of is, I guess, but that would be Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
He is definitely a leader in that movie.
Well, that's true.
And he definitely gets a lot of people to follow him down a path that's really not very, how should I say, legal.
Okay. Shall we do some rapid fire?
Yes, we can do a couple more rounds if we go fast.
Okay, let's go fast. Really quick here, the president in Independence Day.
Yes.
Definitely leader yes. in hard times. Richard, you're up.
I'm going to go with Woody in Toy Story.
Ooh.
Agreed, yes. Ooh. He led the team. I like it.
Yeah, good one.
John.
Good one. Let's see here. How about... Well, and I know you guys already talked about this one earlier, but I'm going to go Gettysburg just because Lincoln, all the things that happened, the
sure.
actual movie itself, and you know
oh,
the.
Geez, you want to put us to sleep on a Friday night? Dad?
I'm sorry, I know it's slow.
Last week you were horrifying.
It's
us.
Really slow. I
okay.
know. I get it.
Next one, Gene Hackman, Hoosiers.
Oh, great!
What a leader!
I saw this. I saw that this last week. Good one,
Richard. Go.
Captain America in the Avengers and all of those. He is, you know, kind of the. Leader of the America's team.
Great example. John.
All right, an old movie, which I don't know, watch a lot of, but this is a great movie. It's one of my favorites, Bridge Over River Kwai.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Classic. And great leadership there.
Okay, let me do a quick one here. Memphis Belle.
Oh, yeah.
He
forgot
did
about
not,
that
he,
one.
Yeah, he was a leader who the guys did not respect and grew to respect. Richard, you're up.
All right, I've got to go with this one. That's going to be Master Yoda in Star Wars.
Ooh, Yoda. Yeah. Okay. All right. I have one. How about Sully? And that's a true story. And he was a great leader, even in real life.
It's a good one.
Okay.
Okay. What about this one? What about Ocean's 11?
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
He had
yeah.
to lead them in that. Okay, Richard,
yeah.
go ahead.
All right. This may be one that you guys haven't seen in quite some time, and it's going to be John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are the kind of the leaders of this as a team, especially Samuel L. Jackson just does a great job.
Oh, my gosh. His speeches are hilarious in that. Go ahead, John.
Okay, I have one that's not a movie, but it's a series, and I'm rewatching it again for the second time. I'm not sure why. I guess because it was really good, and that would be Billions, and there's leadership going on each
oh.
side, one Axelrod and the other one, the general, you know, the attorney general going at it constantly, one leading one side, one leading the other.
Good example. Okay, next up, Mark Wahlberg in The Italian Job.
Oh, yeah.
Having to organize a crazy team under
yeah,
him.
Good one.
Richard.
I don't know if you can call him a leader, but I'm going to go with it because it's a good movie. And that's going to be Anthony Hopkins in Hannibal.
Yeah.
As Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah?
He was definitely in command. Go ahead,
Richard.
John.
McFarland goes back to kind of that movie thing that Richard was talking about earlier, the sports thing a little bit ago. Isn't that Kevin Costner? He's the coach?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the track coach, right?
Yeah, McFarland.
Good one. Okay. Here's one where the guy is no leader at all, totally self-absorbed, and becomes one. Tim Allen in Galaxy Quest.
Ooh.
Richard.
Mm. Very good choice. All right. So I'm going to go with Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
Well, you could argue is a terrible leader, but you could argue is a great leader as well because he ends up getting his crew to like him and he takes command of the Black Pearl and everything else.
So. Those pirates will do anything for him. Great example.
All right, I'm leaving what I think right now probably is going to be best for last. Whether you like him or not, he is a true leader, not only in his family, but the town and the state and so on. And whether you like him or not, that would be Kevin Costner in Yellowstone.
Mm.
Right?
True, but it's not a movie.
No.
But yeah.
Andy, have you seen it yet?
No.
You got to.
Planning on it. Planning on it.
That's it, guys. We're done. We're out of time.
Good leadership.
Richard, good stuff. That was a good one. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good weekend, Richard. Appreciate it very much. Barber's Foods is next. And I say it all the time, and I really mean it. They do have the best meat anywhere I've ever eaten. And if you don't believe me, try it for yourself. And they've got some great packages where you can really just sort of get your feet wet and try some of what they have. But once you get hooked, you'll never buy meat anywhere else. And I mean that sincerely. It's Barber's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been selling only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free, and natural food products in Colorado for over 70 years. Their mission is to provide only the best food found in the marketplace from family farms they know personally. Right now, click on March Madness Specials at the top of barbersfoods.com to find these specials and more. Barber's Farms, ground beef, made in Colorado, from Colorado raised beef in 1-pound packages, only $2.99 a pound. Thunder's Catch Alaskan Salmon, whole fillets on sale in March for only $12.49 a pound. And pre-order your Beeler's Duroc non-GMO spiral ham before Easter. Don't spend $100 or more for a spiral ham from a retail outlet. Buy wholesale and get a better ham at a better price from a family farm that Barber's Foods knows personally. Place your order today at barbersfoods.com.
The team at Purifoy Chevrolet will never hold you captive or try to force you to buy a new or used vehicle. In a recent Jalopnik article, a consumer protection attorney shared stories of the ridiculous high-pressure tactics used by some auto dealers. In one extreme example, a customer was reportedly prevented from leaving by having her vehicle blocked. In another, more common situation, customers had their car keys hidden from them to keep them from leaving until they agreed to purchase a vehicle. These customers had to call the police before the dealerships would let them drive away. The team at Purifoy Chevrolet sets themselves apart simply by treating their customers with respect. They still follow the standard of customer service set by Rolly's father back in 1960. Ask about their zero-interest financing and vehicles delivered straight to your door. Purifoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, only a 20 to 30-minute drive from anywhere in Denver. Find them now at klzradio.com/Chevy. Find new roads.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Julie says, "Thank you so much for a great experience and your attention to the details. I was truly impressed with what we got for our money." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, really rapid fire here. I've got several more. Really good leaders. Liam Neeson as Hannibal in The A-Team. Did you see that one?
Been a long time, but yes.
Hopper in Battleship. Do you ever see Battleship?
Nope.
Where they're fighting aliens with a battleship. It's great.
Never saw it.
Kelsey Grammer in Down Periscope. It's hilarious, and he has to lead a team to do the impossible. Henry Fonda in Mr. Roberts, which won Best Picture, an all-time classic. So there's a few examples.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you have any more?
I had a couple. Hang on here. Let me get
How about
back
the
here.
King from Lord of the Rings?
Or the King in King's Speech.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well done. Well done.
Also, you could probably say this one, yeah, probably a leader. Brad Pitt, Moneyball, really changing the way that baseball works.
Yeah.
Right?
How about John Malkovich in Con Air?
Oh, yeah.
Leader of the bad guys. Was he? Now, there's a guy totally in control of Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Tom Hanks, who I can't remember what astronaut he played, Apollo 13, where he really had to lead that whole team back to Earth.
Excellent.
Another one?
Excellent.
Got another one?
Oh, gosh. Not really.
Crimson Tide.
That was good.
Okay.
And once again, who? Mr. Denzel.
Yep. And then Hunt for Red October.
Who was the better leader? I think Sean Connery.
Yes.
The way he carried himself.
Well, and if you think about it, he's a guy that's actually becoming a traitor that's going to turn over some of the highest, you know, known technology at that point. You know, granted, it's a movie, but that the Russians had, and yet unloaded all of his crew without letting them perish. So he was, you know, not only saving his crew, but taking him and the rest of his, you know, first officers to safety.
Well, and once again, an actor who carries himself as a leader, John Wayne, Denzel Washington, Sean Connery.
Yeah.
You can't miss.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, he was great.
Yep. And then my last one, we're going to run out of time here, is Captain Phillips. Again, another Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
What about Bruce Willis, Armageddon, leading
a
crazy team?
Yes, good one. Yeah, really good, actually.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for this hour, guys. We're going to come back. Got another full hour coming your way. Let's see. We have got Neil Mattai joining us. He'll be with us at 5:30, and Ali Bloyd is going to join us. Again, we're going to talk about new gun control legislation. And, of course, she is the author of the new book, Uncensored America. We'll be right back, guys. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.